That announcement was that the Olmos Pharmacy was closed. Rod Campbell owns the Olmos.
Yes, and it was a hard decision for me to make, and it was a question of being realistic based on the resources that I have.
If you've never been there, Olmos Pharmacy started out in the 1930s as Gilmore Pharmacy. Through the decades, the Art Deco with neon signs storefront at the corner of McCullough and Hildebrand has prospered, died, and then been reborn as something else entirely, several times. In its last iteration, Olmos was a pharmacy that distributed no prescriptions, but provided something else with curative powers. Music.
A genuine local live music venue. This is music without a net. It's happening live. It's happening right now. There's not any auto-tuning going on. There's not any backup tracks. There's going to be mistakes. It's not going to be perfect, but it's the delivery of that genuine experience. That's why I go to see live music.
Gray-haired, goateed, 60-something Campbell didn't just own the place. He performed there, too.
I was a player. In fact, it was my Celtic Session that was the very first music group to play at the venue back in June of 2008.
He became part owner in 2014 and eventually bought the place out from the other owner in early 2016. Besides live music, there was also a focus on comfort food.
We definitely tried to make sure people were well served there. The half-pound burgers and the biscuits and gravy and the big prescription pancakes and then... There was a lot of good food there.
The chocolate malts and milkshakes were local favorites, and some traced their experiences at Olmos back several decades.
There was a gentleman who came in who said that he had gotten the first chocolate malt he'd ever gotten in his life when he was 14 years old in 1942. And that's the depth of memories that people have for that place.
Along with the malts, that music was served up most nights, too. One of those performing was singer-songwriter David Rodriguez.
It started offering live music, and that's when I jumped in and said, hey, I can do that. And then I talked him into letting me have a happy hour slot on Fridays. 8 years later, I was still doing it.
So you played there for 8 years?
Yeah. Yeah, 8 years every Friday. I got to play with a lot of local musicians who would come in. They kind of knew that it was an open invitation on Fridays. If you wanted to come sit in with me, that's where I'd be.
Oddly, Olmos Pharmacy never even built a stage. With customers and musicians on the same level, intimacy was the norm.
The main thing that I had was just an open space in the front of the restaurant. Of course, it was always framed by that iconic green neon around the windows.
Over the years, it's become the go-to place, not for just casual musicians, but even some high-end ones.
We focused on a lot of singer-songwriters, on jazz, for example. Had the longest-running jazz jam session in all of South Texas. That was with Kyle Keener, Polly Harrison, and Small World, and that was their home for a long time.
Even the musicians of the San Antonio Symphony held a couple of jam sessions there. Here's violinist Amy Lopez.
We like that. We like the opportunity to sort of, not have to wear our tuxedos and allow for some risk. But mainly it's an opportunity to invite our students to play with us. And it really is a fun and relaxed way of making music together.
Campbell says open mic nights, poetry slams, folk singers, and jazz players all found a home there.
Everybody was welcome. Everybody got a chance to take their shot. If I needed to stay open late, I was going to make sure that everybody got their turn to play, even if I was the last one there.
Campbell's Facebook post on Saturday created a stir in the city's music community. He doesn't want to raise people's hopes too high, but some people have said they want to keep Olmos going.
There's a possibility. I've had some people reach out to me about possibly either financing, investing, or just an outright takeover.
Only time will tell if the music will be back. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.